Exercises 26 through 28. One night, Trevor was doing what a lot of other 13-year-old kids would be doing. He was watching TV. On the news, he saw a story about some homeless people sleeping out in the cold on the streets in a downtown area of Philadelphia where he lived. Trevor had never really stopped to think how fortunate he was to live in a fairly well-to-do suburb of the same city. The story of the homeless people touched his heart, and he began to wonder what he could do to help these people. He remembered there were some spare, unused blankets in their garage. So he went to his father and asked if he could take them to the people downtown, who had no homes to go to for the night. Trevor's dad was a kind-hearted person. He drove Trevor downtown to hand out their few extra blankets to some of the people on the streets. When it came time to curl up and sleep that night, the people were pretty happy for the added warmth of the new blankets. Trevor was happy too. He felt good about giving out the blankets. He felt an inner warmth, almost like he had been wrapped up in an emotional blanket himself. But he realized there was a risk. It might feel so good that he'd want to do it again. The next day, Trevor went to his local grocery store and other public places in his neighborhood where there were notice boards. He put up signs asking for people to donate any spare blankets or food they didn't need. The result was surprising. Kindness was infectious. Trevor found so many people were willing to help that within a week, he had filled his dad's garage with food and blankets. What Trevor had started with his kindness grew and spread throughout the community. It wasn't long before people's generosity overflowed from his dad's garage, and Trevor and his dad had to look for a bigger building to house all the gifts being donated. Eventually, they ended up with a number of special warehouses throughout Philadelphia that stocked food and blankets to feed and warm the homeless.